Here's your TMB Tech Minute for Monday, April 21st. I'm Katie Dayton for The Wall Street Journal. The Federal Trade Commission is suing Uber over what it says are deceptive billing and cancellation practices for its Uber One subscription service. The ride-hailing company is accused of charging consumers without their consent, failing to deliver promised savings, and making it hard for users to cancel. The FTC argues that users can be forced to navigate as many as 23 screens and take as many as 32 actions in order to quit the service. Uber said its practices do not violate the law and that cancellations take most people 20 seconds or less. Also in Washington today, the Justice Department asked a federal judge to force Google to sell its Chrome web browser in a bid to loosen its grip on the search engine market. The move is the latest phase of a landmark antitrust case in which Google has been accused of operating a monopoly that controls the internet. The DOJ is also arguing for a court-ordered termination of agreements that make Google the default search engine on smartphones and other devices. Google, meanwhile, said the proposals would hinder innovation and harm consumers. And crypto firms are looking to infiltrate America's centuries-old banking system. We report exclusively that Circle and BitGo are planning to apply for bank charters and licenses in the wake of President Trump's promise to make America a, quote, Bitcoin superpower. People familiar with the matter said Coinbase and stablecoin company Paxos are considering similar moves. A regulatory sign-off would give crypto companies the power to take deposits and offer loans, like traditional lenders. It's a sharp departure from the landscape just a few years ago, when major banks cut ties with crypto firms amid a crackdown by regulators following the collapse of Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.